More than 60,000 New Yorkers are living in city homeless shelters today, and after 3 years as mayor, Bill de Blasio hasn't found a way to bring that number down. It's a problem that promises to haunt him through his reelection bid. Lilian Barrios Paoli has seen it from the inside. She was de Blasio's deputy mayor for Health and Human Services until she resigned last year. WNYC's Mirella Ivorak sat down with Barrios Paoli last week to better understand the challenges the city faces.
Lilian Barrios Paoli ran 5 agencies and worked for mayors Koch, Giuliani, and Bloomberg before becoming de Blasio's deputy mayor in charge of homelessness. Many advocates saw her as a champion of the poor, uniquely qualified for that job. We began the conversation with her evaluation of the mayor's homelessness strategy.
It works in some ways, but it doesn't work sufficiently so that the numbers begin to come down. It seems to me that we are not going to build ourselves out of this crisis. There's just no way that we're going to be able to create sufficient apartments that are affordable to the population that is in shelter. I think we have to begin to think outside of the box and be more daring in what we're putting on the table. You have to find that kind of boldness that says, yes, we're going to invest in this, and we're going to come up with something different to stabilize the situation.
Does that mean the mayor hasn't been bold enough with the solutions he's proposed so far?
You know, it's a process. It's a process. I'm sure he'll get there.
The bolder solution Barrios Paoli would like to see is a permanent rental subsidy for people with low incomes. She now thinks the subsidy she helped implement while at City Hall, called Living in Communities, or LINC, isn't working. It's a temporary subsidy created to allow people to leave the shelter system and get their own apartments.
We really believed when we started the LINC programs that that would work. It hasn't worked as well as everybody expected. And I think part of the feedback is that landlords are not that ready to take it because they feel that it may go away. I would give it a try to create some sort of a city-funded Section 8, which of course is expensive, but it's as expensive as everything else we're doing, and validate it either through the legislature, through the council, in some way, shape, or form that gives the promise to the landlords that this is not going to go away anytime soon by just somebody willing it to go away. And I would really try that. Otherwise, you know, there's no way of grabbing this issue and solving it.
I asked Barrios Paoli about polls showing that most New Yorkers are dissatisfied with de Blasio's attempts to solve homelessness.
New Yorkers are very impatient. I think that sort of goes with the territory, and we all would like to solve everything instantly. This profound issue around homelessness has been in the make over 20 years. The loss of affordable housing coupled with the erosion in salaries and wages. You know, you have almost a perfect storm. You have many, many fewer units that are very expensive now. And then you have a lot of people who just don't make enough.
There's been a lot of opposition to shelters in various communities across the city this year. One community, for example, in Queens and Maspeth, organized and managed to prevent a hotel from being converted into a shelter. What kind of impact do you think that will have on the city's future plans to build shelters across the city?
So it's a problem because once you back off from putting something in a neighborhood, then every other neighborhood is going to feel that they also, you know, are entitled not to have a shelter. And I think that creates a problem.
She says the city has to do more to change the narrative around homelessness.
We've sort of bought into the idea that homeless people are different from us, that they're the other, and they're not. We have to change that, and they have a right to live in New York City in any and every neighborhood. You know, there's no apartheid in New York City that says that this kind of people only can live in certain neighborhoods, and homeless people are New Yorkers like all of us.
Barrios Paoli resigned last year after coming to a conclusion that she wasn't making a difference and after disagreements with the mayor.
He's very hands-on. I think he has a very clear vision of what he wants and how he wants it done. Sometimes if you don't quite agree with everything, that can be problematic. But look, he was the only one elected, and he has every right in the world to do that. In every administration that I've worked with, you either mesh with style or you don't. And I think that was part of my problem. And I don't think it was anybody's fault. It just was. You know, once you find yourself riding a dead horse, you dismount.
That was Lilian Barrios Paoli, former deputy mayor in the de Blasio administration, in conversation with WNYC's Mirella Ivorak.